Tiffany Studios produced Three Windows for St. George's Episcopal Church between 1912 and 1917. Each was intended as a memorial to specific members of the congregation, the earliest being the double window installed in 1912 on the left side of the nave, while the other two, Angel of the Resurrection and the Angel of Victory, or Guardian of Medical Science, were installed in 1914 and 1917. The 1912 double window is composed of two biblical scenes dedicated to the memory of the sons of William Yates and Mary Ann Dowman Yates, who died young. The upper section, known as Angels with Trumpet and Incense, takes its inspiration from Revelations 9:13. There are seven soundings of trumpets in Revelations, each signaling the issuing of God's judgment on earth. Before the seventh trumpet sounded, John was told that the holy city of Jerusalem would be trampled for 42 months, during which time two prophets would inform the inhabitants about God. This image captures the calm before the storm. The angel on the left is the seventh trumpeter, and the angel on the right bears incense. Behind the kneeling angels, billowing clouds rise up, parting at the top to reveal a glistening vision of Jerusalem. The city was painted on a sheet of colored glass with enamel. A sheet of spotted glass was then laid, or plated, on top, creating a sense of sunlight in the distance. Spotted glass was made by adding the chemical fluorine during the firing process. The fluorine crystallized and caused the spots. Drapery glass is used to produce ripples of varying hues and tints in the angels' gowns. This type of glass has been bent and folded to produce ripples that create an illusion of depth. The solemn pose of the angels contrasts with the iridescent glimmer of the city that hovers above, instilling the design with surreal grandeur and a sense of what is to come. Jesus on the road to Emmaus fills the lower window with a passage from Luke. Two disciples encounter Jesus shortly after his resurrection. The look of incredulity and awe on the faces of the men stands in contrast to the dignity and still expression of Christ. Christ faces toward us, but the men are turned inward, a compositional device that gives the illusion of depth. As in most figural windows by Tiffany Studios, the faces and arms are painted with enamel. Drapery glass creates ripples of undulating fabric, as well as areas of shading, realistically depicting the figure's forms. Plated, spotted, and confetti glass are used to portray the dappled leaves on the trees in the background. To make confetti glass, small, irregularly shaped pieces of glass are embedded to the reverse of a sheet of glass. In the biblical passage, the two disciples do not recognize Christ when they see him. To convey this mystical aspect of Christ, the artist took into account the window's placement in the church in relation to the composition of the window. Without illumination from the sun, the features of Christ's face are unrecognizable, but in daylight, Christ's identity is apparent to the men and the viewer alike.